Lingering for a few moments here on Jesus' claim that he is going to fulfill both the law and the prophets. At this time, he'd just commenced his public ministry. He was prophesying what he would do. To keep the Old Testament law, which you will have read about in Exodus, Leviticus and Numbers, he's saying he would be sinless and keep everything the law demanded, all the festivals and sacrifices, everything. To fulfill the prophets, he would have had to come at the right time, in the right place, and do everything they said he would. And he did. He wrote the law, Alpha. He completed it, Omega. Thus, he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He became the suffering servant of Isaiah 53, the Son of Man spoken of in Daniel 7:13, declaration of which caused the religious leaders to tear their robes and cry blasphemy. His mission was accomplished. It took the cross to do it. It is finished. Telios, paid in full. Account settled. Mission accomplished. Within himself he now carried the fulfilment of the law and the prophets. And we are in him. Clothed with his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Jesus perfectly kept the Ten Commandments, pleased only ever the Father, doing not his own will but that of his Father in heaven. Everything he ever did was done in our place. His perfection has become our perfection, his righteousness our righteousness. There are two words you need in your theological vocabulary, substitution and satisfaction. Jesus was our substitute and God is satisfied. That is fulfillment in a nutshell. And relax.